Om Shanti. Today's topic is stitching time saves nine. I think all of us must have heard this proverb. Everybody knows it? Stitching time saves nine means if there is some problem, if we correct it or repair it at its initial stage, it will it won't take any efforts and it will be cure or repair immediately. हिंदी अगर कोई भी प्रॉब्लम आगे जो भी उससे नुकसान होने वाले हैं वो हमें नहीं होंगे तो यस फॉर दिस वी नीड अटेंशन फॉर दिस वी नीड अटेंशन बट प्रॉब्लम वोंट कम बाय टेलिंग दैट आई एम कमिंग हाँ दैट्स व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग इट वोंट कम So first, this notion of proverb recorded by Thomas Müller in 1732. So this proverb is made just to make people aware that they should know the value of time. And second thing is that if you take precautions when you start your work, then you won't get any problem. But what happens? We don't keep attention when we start up any work. So we find some problem, and if then problems come, then we get first we let it go. Once oh it's okay, this is a small problem. We don't pay attention on it, and then it becomes a big problem, and then it is difficult for us to solve it. So. This needs actually timely actions. Whatever problem we come, we need this timely action. And when we take timely action, it saves our time and efforts. If we don't take timely actions, then we need a lot of efforts and a lot of time to give it, and even though we don't get success. So, in fact, the stitching time is stitching when we have any problem, when we have any hole in our clothes or that rip in fabric, we stitch it. If we don't stitch it, then the hole becomes bigger. Or if our buttons buttons become loose, then we have to stitch it in time. Otherwise, we will lose the button. No? So the same thing. The hole, if we stitch in time, the small hole we need only to put only one stitch. And if we don't put if we don't pay attention over it, that's to the hole become bigger and bigger and bigger, and then we need to put so many stitches on it, and it becomes a big patch, and it doesn't look good also. We can't repair it properly, So we need to stitch in time, means to pay attention on every work, whatever problem comes. First we have to keep attention that the problem should not come. But if the problem comes, then we need to repair it or we need to cure it in time so that we will be safe from the more efforts and other problems. So it is better to spend little time and effort to deal with a problem right now than to wait until later. So a person should do his duties in time. Yes, mindfulness. Whenever we get any duty, we should be very prompt in doing our duties. We should not, just as Baba also says, that when you get, you have a lot of responsibility. When you become a Brahmin, you have a lot of responsibility. But we take very easy everything. We don't pay attention, he will do, or she will do. We keep on letting it go. We don't take it seriously. Actually, whatever work I get, I should be very serious about it. I should do it very promptly and accurately so that I will get success. Otherwise, what will happen? I will not get anything. I can't achieve anything. If I am lazy, I'm not paying attention, then I will not get anything. So Baba has given responsibility as. What responsibility Baba has given us? First, self transformation, and then world transformation. As we say others, that this is the motto of BK, is that for self transformation leads to world transformation. So first, we have to pay attention on myself. I have to pay attention on myself first. Whatever is going, because we are in the, just like Jagdish Bhai used to say, that we are in the examination. At the moment we become Baba child, our examination starts. The study and the examination start at the same time. So the more knowledge we are receiving, the more problems also come. So we need to pay attention in our every action. Whatever problem will come, problems definitely will come, as the brother said earlier also. Problems definitely come, but we have to write that problem at the same time. Otherwise, the problems will increase and we will fail then, and we will get then worried, and we will have so much other problems over there. So whatever duties, whatever responsibilities I get, I should be very attentive. Duties demand your immediate attention, exactly. Performance of daily duties also brings success. So I want to share some story that once there was a child and a mother. They were very poor, and the mother wants to give her child everything, but it was not affordable for her. So and child also demanding this and that, she becomes very sad. So what happens, one day the child steals something from someone's house and come there and show his mother that, mother, see, I steal this from see this thing. So mother asks him, from where you brought it? So he said, I steal from someone's house. So she didn't pay any attention. She said, it's okay. Then again he wants something and it was not available in his house, so he again steals that thing from other's house. So this becomes his habit. And one day when he grown up, he becomes a big thief. One day he was caught by the police and he was punished. So when the judge punished him, the order was passed against him. Then the judge want to say, do you want to say anything about your punishment? This is the custom of the court. When the punishment, when the order is passed, the judge asked the criminal, that do you want to say anything about this? So he said, yes sir, I want to say something. So he said, well, yes, tell us. So he said that, call my mother first. I want to meet her. So he said, it's okay. Then his mother was called. Then he asked his mother, that mother, come near to me. I want to say something in your ear. Yes. So when his mother comes to him, near him, so he just cut her ear. Yes. Bite. He bite it and cut it. So then the judge asked him, why you did so? You want to meet mother and you bite her. So there was a lot of bleeding and all there. Then he said, when first time I steal something from my neighbor's house, she didn't say anything. Instead, she has to say something. Instead, she protest me. She encouraged me to do these things. So I become the big thief now. So today I am being punished here. So if she taught me in that time moment, that right moment, then I won't be a big thief. I can be a good man, human being also. But she won't taught me that time. So I bite her. So this is the teaching time. If she taught lesson that time only, that child, this is not right way. You have to do good work. You have to do study. You can earn nicely when you will become big, grown up. So that time he could cure, because you know it is said that the child is like a mud. You can give them any shape, either good or bad. You know, when the mud is there, we can make we can make a earthen pot, we can make it a flower pot, anything we can make it. So when the child is just like a mud, we can shape them any kind. So we need to give them sanskars from their childhood. That is means the teaching time serves time. You know. So this is the example. So what is the importance of this proverb? The first thing is taking control. When we take any issue, that time we have control over it. Full control over it. So we take that issue and if the things are going on, if I found some problem, I can correct it that time only. If I don't correct it, the problem becomes big. No? So that time I have control, so I need to put attention over it. And second thing is keeping our lives manageable. When I have attention, I can manage my life. If I see the problem arise, when it is in bud, you know, it is in bud means it is just in its initial stage, I can cure it. If I found that I am doing this task and this thing is going wrong, because when we are doing that, or sometimes what happens, if I do some typing, always I have typing work. When I am typing, sometimes I don't, I can't pay attention that time. I don't recognize the mistake. But after typing, I just read once it. So that that time only, before the final print before taking the final print, I just read it everything, so that there should not be any mistake. So when it is in bud, I can cure it. But if I don't pay attention and again that I have confidence that I can do nicely typing, so I don't need to check it. So that is not right. I must check it. So when it is in its initial state, if I pay attention, that thing then life can be manageable. Third thing is motivating it. This proverb motivates us to do quick and decisive action, because everything needs decisive actions and quick actions. You should not delay in anything. Because it is said, delay is danger. No, delay is danger. In legal profession also it is said that justice delayed is justice denied. We all know in Indian legal system it takes many years, especially in civil matters, it takes 20 years, 40 years also. So if my grandfather sued, or if he has been sued in the court, and then what happens, that dates, you get the dates every time, keep on giving you dates for some or other reason, and these all things most of the time advocates do only. They only prolong the cases. That is not some of the procedural part also, and some of the procedure is also very lengthy in Indian legal system, and also the advocates find something and they keep on delaying. So if my grandfather put a case in a court for his legal right, and what happens when the result comes? The result comes when his grandchild is become grown up, and that time the grandfather left his body. So that is not means, though the result is in my favor, but even if it is not satisfied, because the justice delayed, justice just like denied, you know. But it doesn't mean also that that you should work in very hastily. The other proverb which also in legal profession is that justice hurried is justice buried. Two contradictory statements are there. But it is also that if I do anything, that I have to just finish my responsibility and I do the work hastily, then there cannot be proper work. So I need to pay attention in both things. It should not be delay, but it should not be in hurry. And then it is a thinking of the future. If I teach in time, it remembers that the importance of future. That to avoid the future problems, to avoid the future shortcomings, I need to do this speech in time. And the other is a sense of achievement. When I teach in time or do the work properly, promptly in time, then I achieve something. I get so many achievements, you know. It is like a student. If he study properly in time, he achieve good marks, you know. If he say that it's okay, started my college or my school days. It's okay. Now I want to spend some time in playing and anything, or enjoying with my friends and all. What the exam is in the just it takes full 10 months. So I don't need to study is from right now, so why should I take tension? So nowadays what happens, everywhere we see that every week there is test. So children must have to do study. They don't get time. But even if they don't pay attention, and it's okay now, this is normal test, it's a weekly test, so why should I take tension? So what happens at the end, he won't pass he won't get pass, or either he passed, he won't get good marks. You know, everybody is not, there are some exceptions, they have very good intellect, if they study at the last moment, even they could get good marks. But not all, this is not applicable to every student. In the same way, if I am having some health problem, I am having cold. If I don't pay attention in my over the cold, I say it's okay, it will carry on. I will take some medicine, and or sometimes I think that it will get cure automatically. I don't need to take medicine. But what happens if it is winter season? I am having cold, a lot of cold. Then it can turn into pneumonia also, and I have to lose my life also. So I need to pay attention. If I am having cold, I have to wait, not immediately go to doctor, but I have to wait. If 2-3 days it is not getting cured, I must consult the doctor, and whatever doctor advised me, I should follow it, so that I can save my life. Otherwise it will cause danger also. So whatever opportunities even we get in our life, we should not let it go. Other today also Baba says that you got the chance of spiritual service. Don't miss it. Whatever chance, whatever opportunities I get, I must use it. I should not let it be. It is different that whether I will get success or not, that's a different thing. But I should give my 100% to everything. And afterwards also, if I don't get success, that's a drama. No? And the second thing is, what qualities we need for it. So we need the quality of time management. Every time everyone is very busy nowadays. So we don't know how to manage the time. Even this is my problem. Every day I say I don't have time. I'm so busy. I'm very busy. I'm teaching myself is only that I need to teach myself how to manage the time, because Baba also told us from long time ago that children, such time will come you even can't get rest for a single minute. You have everywhere there is every Baba's children's home become a Gita Pachala or center. People will come to you. You won't get a single minute for yourself. So whatever you want to do, you won't get time for eating and sleeping and everything. Baba has already told us. So whatever time now you are getting, so you just manage it. You just make it use it in a worthwhile way. So first thing is time management. Second thing is promptness. We must be prompt in doing every action. We should not be careless. Baba told us already that be careful, not careless. If I am careless, then things go wrong. Be careful and carefree. Carefree doesn't mean careless. It's okay, it will happen. Time will come, I'll do purushar, my efforts nicely. When the time will, I can, my yoga is very nice. So whenever the whenever the problem will come, Baba says always that there will be only a second, 1 second paper. I can pass easily. No, but it needs practice. Baba keep on telling us that you need practice of get detached from your body within a second. So it needs a long practice, because from last 63 births we are having the have practice of body consciousness only. So to become a soul conscious within a second, we need a long practice, and then only we can get success over it. Second thing is promptness and punctuality. I should be punctual in every work. Whatever time I have been given, I should be there in time, so that the work will be done in that particular time. If I am late in any work or any class, then what happens? For 5 to 10 minutes, I need to get relaxed. I can't concentrate immediately. This is my experience. Many times I came late in the class. So what happens? Whatever is teaching here, or somebody is speaking from here, I can't understand that anything. First, I think I need 5 minutes to get relaxed and to get calm. Then only I can concentrate whatever the other person is speaking. Then I can understand it. So need the punctuality. So 2-3 things are there that I am teaching myself only before all of you. And the next thing, why we not teach in time? Why we can't teach in time? First thing is laziness and carelessness. I think one series has been here, the laziness, on laziness also. So when we are lazy, Baba is keep on telling us don't be lazy. It is said that five vices, laziness is the sixth vice. Everybody knows that laziness is the alasya and albelapan is the sixth vice. But it is so subtle that we can't check it. Five vices we can check it very easily. No, this is not right. This is in this thing happened out of this thing happened out of anger. This thing happened out of ego. We can gauge it. We can check it. But this laziness, we can't gauge it. We give so many bahane bazi. We give so many reasons for it that this thing happened. This thing happened. So I can't study. I can't get up at Amrutvela. This I'm not well. So this bahane bazi is a part and parcel of laziness. And second thing is less importance of time. We all know time is money. Earlier also this brother said that this is the this confluence age is like it's a diamond age. This is not golden. We have to go golden age, but first we are in the diamond age. So time is very short now also, and we are seeing the things is happening in the world. It is also telling us that time is very short now to do our efforts. And even now also if I am wasting my time in gossiping and all other things which are not necessary, then at the end what will happen? I had to repent only and nothing remained. We have discussed here that so many things are calling us, call of time. So just who is calling us? Yes, angelic stage is calling us. Yes, so many things we discussed on so many things. They are calling us, and if we are not paying attention, we are not fulfilling their wishes and desires, then what will happen? Can we call as the deity, the donor? No, we can't call it. Then we are not able to call myself as a donor or the deity. So we don't have time. We have very less time. So we need to listen all their callings. Who are calling us, we need to listen them. And we have to do our efforts also as per the time. Next thing is negligence. When we are negligent for anything, then what happens? Negligence is carelessness. We don't give much importance to that person or thing. And we know when I am driving the car, I need to be very attentive. If I am negligent, most of the accidents have happened because of 95% of the accidents happened just because of rash and negligent driving. All the cases of this accident cases are most of it. Cases of rash and negligent driving. The first section applies only of rash and negligent driving. Then the causes will find out. But first thing is rash and negligent driving. If I am not attentive, I met with an accident. It can happen in the driving and in our daily life also. Where we need to teach time. First thing is in the relationship. In relationship, what happens? Even if we are close friends, or we come in contact daily with some people, but sometimes something is happening in such a way which pinches us. As we are jnani people, knowledgeable person, we don't say anything to that person, but something resides in my heart for that person. And then what happens? Misunderstanding starts. Misunderstanding is such a bad thing. If once it created, it is very difficult to make it clear. So what I need to do, if there is some misunderstanding, first I need to get it clear. And for this I need humility. Because nobody wants to come first and ask what is my mistake or what if there if something has happened wrong from my side. We are not ready to accept it first. So what we say that he is wrong or she is wrong. I never blame myself. I blame the others also always. No? This is the human tendency. We always blame others. If there is some misunderstanding, I immediately need to go that person and make it clear. Then if what happens exactly that this thing is happening. And if the thing is clear, then if I have committed mistake, I need to say sorry. And if I am not committed mistake, the other person's mistake, I said it's okay, you have to forgive that person. So there would be a good relations. Otherwise, it can't take time to spoil the relation because of misunderstanding. We see, you know, many examples from long time people are good friends, very best friend people. Others also say that they can't separate ever. But something happened in such a way that they immediately get separated from each other. And then their relations can never be better. The more close they are, the more separate they become then. And next is, even in professional life also, we need to stitch in time. If I am committing mistakes, committing mistakes or I am not good in my work, I need to improve it. That is also teaching time. And if I need to be very clear with my boss and also subordinate as well. Because if I am clear with my boss and my subordinate, there would not be any misunderstanding. Everything will be clear and the work will go smoothly. Next is education. This is the example of students. Health example we have already taken. The student has to pay. We all know that we are the student. This is our student life. So we need also pay attention on our studies. We all remember that in every murli we get daily murli, sakar murli also, in avek murli also, we get so much homework. You know, so. We also get the points for homework, you know, in Hindi and English as well. So we need to study, not only just for writing it, but we need to study at least one point I should imbibe in myself so that I can improve myself. So we need, even if earlier Baba used to give, whenever Baba used to give us homework. For 6 months you have to do this, Baba has given 6 months for you become anger free, or sometime 1 month, sometimes 15 days. Baba is keep on giving homework. But what happens, as we are careless, as we don't give much importance to Baba, Baba is the supreme father, his supreme teacher, supreme Sadguru, everything is. So though we are saying that Baba is not asking me whether I have done the homework or not, so I become careless. And this is not either, but Baba told in one murli that you tell Baba that, Baba, I am having this fault, and now I am surrendering this fault to you, and I am improving this like this with your help. So Baba said, file your faults. But you don't get in, then you don't repair it, or you don't get it cured, you don't make any efforts to come out of it. Then what happens? If you file the file only, then, and not work or act accordingly, then you will have to pay fine at the end. Because Dharamba is making all the records. So you are making pledges with Baba, you are making some promises with Baba, and not fulfilling, then the Dharamraj will take, give you fine at the last moment, and you will not become fine. You know, these are two meanings of files and two meanings of fine. So Baba told earlier, quite long back, Baba told us. So we have to pay attention in our studies also, and in our efforts, and then is health. Health issue we have already taken. If something is not proper, whatever food I like, it which is not proper for my health, I should leave it. otherwise it will cause the danger. And this we know all, we all know this Sangam Yogi body is very important, because we have to do service from this body, we have to do efforts from this body only. So I had to be conscious for my health also. And next thing is habits. If I don't change, if I found something is very, when we come in bad company or some other person, something happened and we imbibe some new bad sanskar. If I don't repair it on time, then what happens? It will ruin us. Just like if somebody has taken first time cigarette or drugs, if he won't quit that time only, if he won't control him that time only, then it becomes his habit. And that is just like I am having the habit of tea, taking tea. From very childhood, I imbibed this, instilled this habit. So now it is very difficult for me to leave tea. I am trying many times, but still I am not getting success. So whatever habit I form, that time only I immediately take action on it and prevent myself. And the last thing, so how it affects in Brahmin life. If I don't pay attention in my Brahmin life, it is very beautiful life that we very few of us, very handful of us, we are all people. We got Baba, the Supreme Father. He come here and also giving us inheritance for 21 months. Baba keep on telling us, child, every day Baba tell us, child, remember me and don't remember anyone. If you will remember me, your all sins will be absolved and you will be free from punishment. But how much do we remember Baba and how much we are keeping attention on it, that I have to absolve my accounts, I have to settle my accounts. Instead, I think many times what happens, instead of settling accounts, we are creating new accounts. Whatever the reason may be, but we are creating many accounts day by day. So I have to keep attention on myself that I need to settle my account. This is the time to just finish everything. So I should be in Baba's remembrance and keep attention on my habits and behavior and actions and everything, and not to create new accounts. So because Baba earlier told in one Avyakt Murli, this is only a bell has rung. I think that time some massacre was there or something was there. I don't recognize. But that time Baba, a big thing was, a flood was there, something. So it was a big problem that time. And so Baba said that time that this is only a bell ring. And the time will come, the trumpet will ring. And what, then what you will do that time? So I had to be very, and even also Baba said that don't be careless, gaflat mat karo, bache gaflat mat karo, don't be careless. So Baba is keep on telling us, so I had to pay attention in everything. I had to stitch whatever faults, whatever flaws in me, in this time, right now only, I had to take proper action on it. Then only I can get success and my life will be successful. I will get good post position status in our next birth. Om Shanti.